Great vision starts at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center at only $4.95 per eye. Call now for your free screening appointment. 214-328-0444.
All right, on our phone now, Grego, we are joined. And by the way, we would like to welcome other members of the Learing Press who heard this was happening and are now by the channel. But on our phone now, Grego, we are joined by the former Cowboy great, Quincy Carter. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing real good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good, man. I kind of wanted to make a statement as far as my stance on everything that's been going on here the last year and a half, and I don't think I've been able to really let people know what's really been going on because of some legal matters, because of some issues I've been dealing with myself, but I just haven't really thought of a perfect time to say something, but I think now's the kind of time to just kind of let people know where I stand and, you know, how I feel about still playing the game of football.
Why is now such a good time for this?
Just because of where I am in my life, where I am as a person, where I'm trying to grow, where I'm trying to get to. And, who goes a year and a half from being released from a team, which is, let's be honest, which is unprecedented up until this point. But who goes a year and a half without even saying nothing and really taking the pain and of everybody else having their own opinion about me and really no one really knowing the situation?
All right, well, let's get to it then. Make your statement, and then we will have some questions for you, if that's okay.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that, let's get straight to the point. The cocaine and the bipolar, allegations about me were totally, have been totally false. No one has proven that I've ever failed a test for cocaine. The NFL, the Cowboys, no one will ever be able to prove that.
Have you ever done cocaine?
No, I haven't. But I thought you was going to let me make my statement.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, see, that's why, I wish I could do this on TV, but I will, be able to do that too. But no one has ever proven I've been on cocaine before. And this alligator, well, Chris Mortensen coming on TV right before the Super Bowl, he picked the perfect time to say that, but just like my perfect time right now. But him saying, Chris Mortensen saying I'm bipolar, well, where are those records at? Where are those allegations coming from? I don't know, but they're not true. And also, let's be honest. We're talking about a guy here, and I hate to be play agent for myself, and I'm really not, but we're talking about a guy who's never got in trouble. In illegal matters. I've always been a big advocate of reaching out, talking to kids, doing various things in the church community, which I still am doing. And to have all this placed on me, yes, I have contributed to this. I will admit that it's something that must have been wrong on my part, so I will admit that part. But, let's put an end to I'm such a bad person. That's not true. Everybody knows it's not true. So if we're going to, tell a story, let's tell the right story.
Why were you released by the Cowboys?
From listening to everything, because I'm a fan right now. From listening to everything, I was released, I guess, how they put it, because of problems with my play. That's what we're technically talking about, because I know we're not making an argument that I failed a drug test when the league didn't even suspend me. So I'm going to say, along with everybody else, that I got released because of my play, but we all know that's not, the facts.
Well, why? They kept it they tried to make it such a secret, it seems like, out there at Valley Ranch. Why would they do, if it was just your play then? They would be open with that.
I know. See, that's the questions that they have to answer. They gave me the reason. See, I was released in all of this, and they gave me the reason why I was released. And the reason that I have documented on my papers, it says, because of my play. Now, everything that happened after that, as far as the rumors and everything, that's the only thing I want to put the end to.
All right, now I want you to put yourself in the position that we frequently find ourselves in.
As the media?
As the media.
Okay.
We get calls up here all the time from people.
Okay.
Telling us this and that about this guy or that guy. And we will generally take those with a grain of salt. A lot of the times there's nothing to them, but we all remember one day when a guy called in June of, what was it, 95, telling us that on the next day, O.J. Simpson would be arrested for murdering his wife. And we dismissed that. And then the next day it came down chapter and verse just like he said it would. You know, the point I'm making to you is that we hear stuff all the time. And we, when you were with the Cowboys, we heard a lot of stuff about you. So I want to ask you about some of this stuff and give you a chance to refute it or you know, confirm it or do whatever you want with it, okay?
Well, let's do this. Before you go on into the questionings about my character and everything, let's just stick to the facts so this don't get long and drawn out. The facts is, I never failed a test for cocaine. I've never been diagnosed with bipolar before. I've never been arrested. I've always been a hard worker. And I got released from the Cowboys for, quote-unquote, technically my play. I'm not blaming anything on the media.
Okay, that's fine. Now, let me add...
I want to, you know, I've always been cooperative with the media.
Yes, you were.
With anybody who want to talk. So I'm not blaming... You have a job to do.
Yes.
And I have a job to do. But the only job I have to do right now, because unfortunately I don't have one, is to let people know that the Quincy that they seen for the 3 years that I was in Dallas, that's the Quincy that... You know, that still is here today. And now, do we go through problems? Yes, we do. But, you know, let's just stick to the facts. And, you know, now questions that just might come from anywhere now, I'm not going to be able to answer for you because it would be ludicrous to me.
Okay.
Because before this event here, nothing happened.
Okay, all right. If any questions are ludicrous, then you tell us it's ludicrous, and that's fine. One of the things that we heard about you, though, is that you had been in rehab while you were here. Is that true?
Well, see, the reason why I won't get into that, and I'm telling you...
Well, then why are you calling us, and what do you want to say if you can't get into anything? Let me ask you a question. This is very simple, Quincy.
Okay.
If a NFL team called you today and wanted to sign you, could you play for that team, or would you have to sit out 4 games?
Well, see...
No, listen, there's no well see. That's a direct question that needs a direct answer. Could you play this weekend, or would you have to sit out 4 games because you're in the drug program?
Well, see, the problem is that I understand what you're saying. Unless, you know, I think your voice is kind of raising a little bit, but I understand what you're saying. But the problem is, see, I can't mention anything about a drug program. You know, I don't know anything about a drug. Just like the drug program, and I got released because of my play. Well, why are we even talking about the drug program? Don't the league hand out suspensions?
No, you can talk about it. Nobody can talk about it.
Question.
All right, let me ask you this.
The league hands out suspensions, Quincy. But while you were here, there were rumors that just circled around you.
And that's what I'm doing.
Hold on, Quincy. I'm going to ask you another simple question that just a nice yes or no answer, okay? You ever smoked marijuana while you were playing with the Dallas Cowboys?
Listen,
I don't know why we're talking to you because you're not going to give us anything. You're not saying one thing. Yes or no? Did you smoke pot while you were playing the Dallas Cowboys?
I'm done with you, man.
I've had it with you.
Gregor,
answer the question or not. It's a simple question. Answer it. You wanted to come on our air where we have a lot of listeners. We're giving you that opportunity, and you won't answer any questions. Did you smoke pot while you were playing with the Cowboys?
I can't even answer the question without you just cutting me off.
No, because it's a simple question. All it needs is a yes or no answer.
Let him go for a second.
Well, can I answer the question without you interrupting me? Can I answer the question?
Go ahead.
Go ahead and say whatever you have to say.
Okay, and what I have to say is a true statement, but and you may disregard it if you want to, and that's fine. I don't mind. But I've never gotten the opportunity to say anything. And when the truth gets ready to come out, you see how people act? Because you know the truth. But anyway, I'll answer your question.
I don't know the truth. That's why I asked the question.
I can't technically say, I'm not running for president. See, so I can't technically say what I've done in the past because, you know,
why not?
They're saying what they've done in the past? No, they're saying they released me because of my pay. So that's why I said people have problems. They go through things, which I have. I've grown, and that's all I want to do. And see, when I decide to say something, you really don't want to get the truth out because you want some bad stuff in it. And that's not the point we're talking about right now.
No, no. Hey, good stuff, bad stuff. All we want is the truth. Just give me the truth.
Excuse me, I don't want you to persuade. That's what I want to tell people, the truth. And I don't want you to keep telling them a lie. And that's what I'm trying to make a point of right now is that you're trying to dig so far deep in the...
No, I'm not. I'm trying...
If I've done anything wrong, and I've told you, yes, I have contributed to this issue.
So that's a yes.
Everything done the right way? No, I'm sorry, it wasn't. And that's what I'm going to answer. Now, if you can't accept my answer, then, you know, the NFL did not suspend me for four games. Okay, the Cowboys released me because of my quote-unquote play. So why are we even talking about marijuana?
All right, so
when the Cowboys released you, didn't they say that it was for
did the NFL say I was suspended for four games?
You know what? I'm not talking about the NFL. I'm talking about what the Cowboys said. No.
I was suspended for
Didn't the Cowboys say that it was for non-football personal reasons?
Well, see, one thing I won't do, I'm going to be professional about this and not argue about this because it feels like an argument and not an interview.
No, it's an argument because you won't answer the question because I ask you if a team signed you that needed a quarterback, could you play? Because I heard rumors, and it's only a rumor, and you're the only guy that can confirm it. I heard rumors that you're in the program right now, and you owe the NFL a four-game suspension. Is that true?
Okay, let me tell you this. I'm smart enough not to even get involved in those issues because publicly those issues have not even been handled. So why would I go ahead of something that I don't even know what's going on, first of all?
That appears to be the major issue that's preventing you from getting back into the league, Quincy.
Okay, well let me give you an answer so we can go on to the next question because we're stuck right now. I don't know.
So the answer is not yes, not no, but you don't know.
You don't know if you're in the program or not.
Well, you asked me about marijuana.
Yeah. Or any illegal drug.
Well, to me, honestly, I don't really, you know, see where we're going with this in order.
Boy, neither
well,
do
look,
I.
Look, Quincy, you said that you contributed.
My point to you right now is that I've never been diagnosed with bipolar, and I've never been proved the test for cocaine. You know, so that's my point right now.